We have Sam on the line looking for a recommendation on a tree less messy than what he has. Welcome to the broadcast, Sam. What kind of tree are you dealing with?
I am dealing with a Benjamin ficus tree that's been there about 20 years, and it's a constant debate between my wife and I. The tree is gorgeous. It has a great trunk structure. It's beautiful, provides excellent shade, but it drops a lot of fruit and leaves, and to the point where we got rid of our swimming pool because it was so messy and we couldn't keep up with the swimming pool. So we decided, hey, do we want the pool or the tree? And my wife said, I want the tree. We got rid of the swimming pool, and now the problem continues because our concrete underneath now is staining, and it's awful. And the birds in there leave massive messes. And so I think I finally have her to the point where she says, yeah, let's replace the tree, but what are we going to replace it with that's less messy? And so that's what I'm calling to get some recommendations on trees that would be less messy than our Benjamin ficus and maybe not stain our concrete below it.
Well, I'm going to let my two colleagues, Kevin and Steven, weigh in on that in terms of some suggestions of less messy trees. But I will say that we talk about trees having a reason and a season. And when that reason and season expire, it is maybe time to think about removing and replacing the tree. When trees, have begun to cause, more headache than they're worth, sometimes it is time to turn the corner and start with a new tree that you can enjoy as it grows up and achieves its landscape purpose. And got any thoughts, you guys, on what trees you'd recommend?
Well, the thing about the ficus tree is that, as you said, it's dropping trash almost all year long. So you're constantly dealing with, if you've got a walkway or a patio area or a pool, you're constantly dealing with something that you got to be, cleaning up, raking up, and all that stuff. I get many calls from homeowners that are looking for a very clean tree. They don't want anything to drop. And unfortunately, there's no such tree that's out there. So what you have to really figure out is what's your tolerance. And the other part is when do you want the trash? So there are some evergreen trees that will defoliate in the summertime, but you have other trees that are deciduous, and then they'll drop all the leaves in the wintertime. There's others that will fruit and flower, and then you'll get that mess on top of that. So it's really a matter of trying to figure out the litter that you're going to have to deal with, one time of the year and go forward from there.
Yeah, and the other problem is fast-growing trees that are going to do something for you quickly are messier, just period. So, they grow real fast. They're harder to maintain. What size do you want? Again, it's a real dynamic question. You probably should have an arborist or a landscape architect maybe come out and look at the property with you as well to see what kind of space you have. One tree that a lot of people have gone with, but it's slow growing and it takes a lot of work in the beginning, but they're really cool, is a mastic tree. And I think it's in that same family, right?
It's pistache.
The pistache.
Yeah. Yeah. Or no, it's in the pistache, yeah.
Lentiscus.
So the mastic tree, you might want to look at that, but again, slow growing. It's not gonna, that giant tree you have right there is a beautiful specimen. One thing I want to point out is we are working with several clients because of they're so beautiful and they're messy. We're experimenting with some fruit reduction techniques with some specialty materials that we can put on the trees, kind of like growth regulators and things like that, that we are experimenting with, and we haven't dialed it in for the ficus yet because they fruit all year.
Yeah, I thought we had mentioned earlier today the Cordia boysieri, which is, I don't know if that would qualify as a less messy tree or not, but whenever you have a flowering tree, of course, they've got the beauty of the flowers, but then that's one additional thing that's going to be dropping. The more glorious the floral display, usually the more mess they are to clean up. But sometimes if that bloom cycle is relatively short for a month or two, you're willing to clean up those blooms for that month and then enjoy the other beauty that the tree provides in the non-bloom season. So what about it?
Well, I enjoy the Palo Verde trees. I mean, they bloom, and it's a gorgeous flower in the tree, and then it drops down the ground, and it looks like you have yellow snow in the ground. Once it's done flowering, you can clean it up, and you're down the road. But you know what? We talked about a tree at the very beginning of this period and all that stuff was the seedless mesquite. To me, it's a great tree. You don't have the seed pods. You don't have the flower mess that's there. But you do have leaf drop in the wintertime. It's small little leaflets and a little bit of stem, and I think it'd be a perfect tree for your landscape.
If you're looking for an arborist, some tree advice, and you weren't able to get in this hour, Save a tree.com. Save a tree.com. You can reach John Eisenhower and Steve Price. And then if you want to really see the variety and design of what you can in a desert, it's arid tree zones in Mesa.